The world we know is changing. Welcome to Biotech Nation. Today on Biotech Nation, we talk about smoking cessation. That's right, quitting smoking. Many approaches deliver nicotine in some form to the nicotinic receptors, but that's not the only approach. Since lots of people try to quit smoking, I asked Bob Linke, the president and CEO of Embera Neurotherapeutics, how many people are lots of people?
Today, we have about 40 million smokers in the U.S., and about 23 million of those try to quit every year.
Half of the smokers try to quit every year?
Yeah, more than half. And, you know, and there's a need for more tools in the toolbox, because only about 11% of those people are successful.
That's just shocking. Okay, so we have 40 million people smoking. Over half of them try to quit. And 4 million of them are actually successful.
Yeah, less than 4 million. If you look at the government numbers, it's about just under 3 million are actually successful of those 20.
Now, what I'm familiar with is, for instance, I know one person who has been chewing nicotine gum for a long time and not smoking. That's certainly one way to try, right?
Yeah, if you look at the treatments that are on the market today, the most popular treatment is called nicotine replacement therapy. So instead of inhaling your nicotine with carcinogenic smoke, you get your nicotine delivered to the brain and those receptors in the brain that are rewarded with nicotine via a lozenge, gum, or a patch. A second product on the market takes a little different approach. It's called Chantix. That works by essentially targeting specific nicotinic receptors in the brain. And then what it does, it stimulates those receptors and then binds to the receptors and blocks nicotine from getting to those receptors. Thus, if you smoke a cigarette, you don't feel anything.
So you can smoke all you want, but nothing's
yeah, you don't feel the effect after that. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so you might stop smoking because smoke less because you're not getting any hit from it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're taking a very different approach at Embera. What we do is we work in the stress response system, which is an important part of any kind of addictive problem. And essentially what happens when you're addicted to a substance, let's say like nicotine and you're a smoker, essentially you're exposed to a cue or you're in an environment where you're used to having a cigarette. Suddenly you want that cigarette. Your stress response system gets activated. And what our drug tries to do is modulate that stress response system and normalize it to help the patient deal with the underlying craving that results when that stress response system gets activated.
So you're operating in some sort of a pre-craving mechanism.
Yeah, we're trying to help essentially modulate the stress response system that essentially drives that craving, results in craving.
So if your stress doesn't go up, then your craving won't kick in.
Exactly. Or, you know, really modulate that stress response system so you can deal with the craving. You'll still perhaps feel with the craving, but you'll be able to deal with it.
Won't be overwhelming.
Exactly. And ultimately, you know, our goal is, can we help the patient that's addicted to cigarettes be able to, you know, essentially deal with that those craving situations.
So the crisis periods that might return you to smoking.
So they don't relapse.
Now, how did you latch on to this therapeutic?
Actually, it was discovered by a scientist down at Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center in Shreveport, Louisiana. Dr. Nick Getters has been working in the addiction field for 30-plus years. A lot of his work's been funded by the NIH, and we essentially have licensed his invention, a combination of two drugs that we call EMB-001 that actually works to modulate that stress response system for addictions.
Now, my recollection is that Dr. Getters, who's been on Biotech Nation before, he was also interested in alcohol cessation and dealing with all kinds of drug addiction. I mean, this is the same compound that he's been talking about, or set of compounds he was talking about, for all of these things, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. In fact, most of Dr. Getter's work has been in the area of cocaine dependence as well as methamphetamine dependence. Because our drug works in the stress response system, it really isn't drug specific in terms of what you're addicted to. And in fact, we've shown in animal models of cocaine dependence, methamphetamine dependence, and nicotine dependence that our drug has an effect.
Uh-huh. So, and Ambera is taking it more than just the smoking at this point, right?
Yes. In fact, we are developing a smoking cessation product as well as, based on Dr. Getter's work in cocaine dependence, we're also moving forward a cocaine dependence treatment.
Where are you in this process? Because he was doing very initial science here and getting really great results. But we're talking, he was literally on the lab bench. You've got to bring it to a product here.
Yes. And in fact, we spent the last couple of years essentially putting together and completing all the preclinical studies that are required by the FDA to then enter human studies, developing a way to manufacture these two drugs in a single capsule. We're finishing that work this year. Plan to file what's called an investigational new drug application at the end of the year and then start a phase one safety study early next year.
So you've done some work in the animal models?
Yes. In fact, Dr. Getter's has done much of that work. He's shown our drug.
I was getting which animals smoke? I just wanted to know.
Well, the hard part is getting the animals to light the match.
Light the match, yeah, okay.
That's the hardest part of it.
I get it, yeah.
But actually what we do in the animal models, the animals get their nicotine, in this case, by pressing a lever.
Ah, so they've been pressing a lever. They really like the nicotine, and then
Yes. You
deny them the nicotine.
Well, actually, what we do is there's a group of animals that get treated with our drug. There's a group of animals that that don't get treated, and we let them both then press the lever, and we see if there are differences. If our drug has an effect, and what we've shown is that animals who have been treated with our drug press the lever less often.
Than the ones who have a vehicle. Now, do you anticipate that someone would take this drug and be on it for the rest of their lives? Or how does that
actually,
we know yet?
Probably not. I mean, we're going to learn that when we get into the clinic. But we expect that our drug would be similar to Chantix, where you go to your doctor, the doctor prescribes our drug to help you try to quit. You take that drug for probably 3 months. Go back to your doctor. How are you doing? If you've now been abstinent and you're comfortable coming off the drug, we would expect a 90-day treatment period, perhaps a second 90-day treatment period. But our goal is over that time to help the patient essentially think of it as kind of rewiring their brain so they learn how to deal with those cravings and the stress response without our drug.
One of the things that's sort of interesting to me is that dealing in this stress response area is that you have these nicotinic receptors which have been, you know, lapping up the nicotine for a long time. Aren't they just plain going to miss it?
And they very well could. And what we try to do is, again, a little different approach to help the patient learn how to deal with missing it. You know, I've talked to many people who have had different kinds of addiction problems. I spoke to a gentleman who was an alcoholic for 25 years, you know, and one of the things he told me was, you know, I quit 25 years ago, and the cravings that I felt 25 years ago, I still feel those today. But what I've learned over the 25 years is I've learned how to deal with those cravings.
So,
and not respond to them.
And so that's what we're trying to get you off of it and then deal with how the ability to deal with the cravings.
Exactly.
Nobody's been able to make the cravings go away. But being able to deal with it is all about it. So you might even go on it later. It's like you might be overwhelmed. But we don't know, and that's going to take some science.
Yeah, and those are the things that we tease out when we get into the clinic to see, well, how is this drug best used?
Great. Well, Bob, keep us up to date. This is very interesting. A lot of people have very hard time quitting smoking.
Yeah, it's a big problem. Very big,
big problem.
So
thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bob Linke is the president and CEO of Ambera Neurotherapeutics. More information is available on the web at emberaneuro.com. That's Ambera, EMBERA, Neuro, NEURO, emberaneuro.com. According to the National Institutes of Health, specifically the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, 70% of current adult smokers say they want to quit. That's over 25 million people. Obviously, the current options are not successful. Supporting research in all manner of new approaches to assist in stopping smoking for those who wish to will clearly benefit everyone. For Biotech Nation, I'm Moira Gunn.